Impossible colors, our vision's incomplete palette. We take the way we see the world for granted, but our experience of the world is shaped in part by our visual system, which is both extremely complex and limited. Impossible colors, which are sometimes called non-physical colors, are a great reminder to not consider our perception of the visual world the only possible experience. Take birds who have great vision. The pigeon has once been described as two eyes with wings, with double cones, which enable them to see ultraviolet wavelengths and give them sharp color vision. In contrast, the human eye only has three types of cone cells, which allow the perception of three main colors: blue, green, and red. The cone cell register color in an antagonistic way: red versus green, blue versus yellow, black versus white. According to the opponent process theory, there's no color that could be described as a mixture of opponent color. The same way you can't have a number that both positive and negative, you can't have a color that's red, green, or yellow, blue. There are impossible colors, a rainbow of impossible colors. There are three main types of impossible colors. Forbidden colors. These are colors of eyes simply cannot process because of the antagonistic way our cones work, for instance, red-green or yellow-blue. Chimerical colors. Again, this cannot be seen as a direct response to whatever color or colors of light the eye is exposed to, but they can be generated in the brain, specifically in the visual cortex, by looking at two colors in succession. The process involves inducing fatigue in your cone by looking at saturated color, which temporarily changes the color sensitivities, and then looking at the markedly different color. Chimerical colors include stadium blue, self-luminous red, and hyperbolic orange. Imaginary colors. Real colors are basically colors that can be produced by a physical light source. Although imaginary colors are outside this spectrum and no physical object can have an imaginary color, they are often found in the mathematical description that define color spaces. An example of imaginary color is hypergreen. Confusing? Yes, very so much. I also had a hard time to picturing these different kinds of impossible color in my head and understanding the difference between them, so I made a nifty chart. If you want to try, you can try.